I saw the strangest sight tonight. I was on my way home, the night hot and heavy. The way it gets here this time of year, so that your skin is shiny and your shirt is never dry. I've been playing piano in the bar playing, and nobody wanted to leave. So I was later than I liked to be. My son said he'd come by in the car, but he never came. I was on my way home, maybe 2 a.m, a cold bottle of beer heating up in my hand. Not supposed to drink on the streets, I know, but what the hell. After man's been working 9 hours straight, serving shots when the bar's quiet, playing piano when it gets busy. Folks drink more when there's live music, and that's a fact. I was on my way home when the weather broke in two, and the rain came down like ice. It was ice. Hailstones the size of golf balls, and hard as a ball of elastic. The street had all the heat of the day, of the week, of the month, of the season. When the hail hit the ground, it was like throwing ice cubes into a fat fry. It was like the weather was coming up from the street instead of down from the sky. I was running through a riddle of low-fi shrapnel, dodging doorway to doorway, couldn't see my feet through the hiss and steam. On the steps of the church, I got above the bubbling froth for a minute or two. I was soaked. The money in my pocket was stuck together and my hair was stuck to my head. I wiped the rain out of my eyes. Tears of rain. My wife's been dead a year now. No use in sheltering. Might as well get home. So I took the shortcut. I don't like to take the shortcut because of the baby hatch. The hospital installed it a year ago. I watched the builders day by day while I was visiting my wife. I saw how they poured the concrete shell, fixed the steel box inside the shell, fitted the sealed shut window, wired the heat and light and the alarm. One of the builders didn't want to do it, thought it was wrong. Immoral, I guess. A sign of the times. But the times has so many signs that if we read them all, we'd die of heartbreak. The hatch is safe and warm. Once the baby's inside and the hatch is closed, a bell rings in the hospital, and it doesn't take long for a nurse to come down, just long enough for the mother to walk away. There's a street corner right there. She's gone. I saw it happen once. I ran after her. I called out, "Lady!" She turned round. She looked at me. There was a second, the kind that holds a whole world, and then the second hand moved on and she was gone. I went back. The hatch was empty. A few days later, my wife died, so I don't walk home that way. There's a history to the baby hatches. Isn't there always a history to the story? You think you're living in the present, but the past is right behind you like a shadow. I did some research. In Europe, in the Middle Ages, whenever that was, they had baby hatches back then. They called them foundling wheels, a round window in a convent or a monastery, and you could pass a baby inside and hope that God would take care of it. Or you could leave it wrapped up in the woods for the dogs and the wolves to raise. Leave it without a name, but with something to begin the story. A car skids past me too fast. The water from the gutter douses me like I'm not wet enough already. Asshole. The car pulls up. It's my son, Chloe. I get in. He passes me a towel and I wipe my face, grateful and suddenly tired out. We drive a few blocks with the radio on. The freak weather report. A supermoon. Giant waves at sea. The river over its banks. Don't travel. Stay indoors. It's not Hurricane Katrina, but it's not a night out either. The car is parked either side of the road or halfway up their wheels in water. Then we see it. Up ahead, there's a black BMW 6 Series smashed full frontal into the wall. The doors are open both sides. Some small junky car is rammed into the back. Two hoods are beating a guy into the ground. My son leans on the horn, drives straight at him, window down shouting, "What the fuck? What the fuck?" His car slews in as one of the men fires a shot at us to take out the front tire. My son spins the wheel, thuds the car into the curb. The hoods jump in the BMW, scraping it the length of the wall, shunting the junkie car across the street. The beaten-up guy's on the ground. He's wearing a good suit. He's maybe 60. He's bleeding. The blood is washing down his face under the rain. He says something. I kneel next to him. His eyes are open. He's dead. My son looks at me. I'm his father. What do we do? Then we hear the siren start up from somewhere far off, like another planet. Don't touch him, I say to my son. Reverse the car. We should wait for the cops. I shake my head. We bounce the bus to tie back round the corner and drive slowly down the road that passes the hospital. An ambulance is leaving the emergency garage. I need to change the wheel. Pull into the hospital lot. We should tell the cops what we saw. He's dead.